Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Welcome to you and all of your parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. Last week, we discussed my parts opinions, because they have a few, about affirmations. And as I shared this story on a Zoom call with some friends, one of them shared a technique that she had learned from a Mary Iyer's workshop in the Tapping World Summit in 2023. Add the words, what if, to the affirmations. For those of you that might have parts that are like, I'm not sure. Often our brains add what if to challenging situations. What if I never recover from my broken heart? What if I never find another job? And just saying that, just saying those two things like creates anxiety in my system. I can just feel it in my chest. So while this tends to happen naturally, what if we turn this what if on its head and applied it to positive thoughts, such as these affirmations we've been talking about? So there's a well-known poem by Aaron Hansen, and it's, you ask, what if I fall? Oh, my darling, but what if you fly? In the Mary Iyer session, she pointed out that what if can be used as an invitation for our minds to explore the positive side of, as well as the negative. So let's use this for some good. So I use this technique and I found my affirmation suspicious part that I mentioned last week, that by adding the what if, it kind of short-circuited the resistance I felt from that part. So instead of saying I am enough, I said, what if I am enough? In addition to my part that had some resistance and was even suspicious about affirmations, I like a lot of people, have strong inner critics. So using affirmations to say things like I am worthy or I love and accept myself can activate my critic. It's like, really? This is what I hear in my head. Really? Oh, what makes you think you're so worthy? Or with the I love and accept myself, I might hear, uh-huh, sure you do. You accept your fat thighs? I don't think so. So that's my critic. Maybe hopefully yours isn't as bad. But let's ask the what if. By the way, that was a judgment. I just said not as bad. So let's own that part that just judged the inner critic. Let me own that part. I see you, critic, who has a thing about my fat thighs. And I see the part that just judged the inner critic as being bad. I see you both. You are both welcome here. I do have a part that wishes you both hadn't turned up right in the middle of this recording, but there it is. That's real life, people. Okay, thank you both. I'm going to ask you to step back. So let's add the what if in front of the affirmation. So I'm going to invite you to play along and see how it feels. See if it feels differently for you. What if I was worthy? What if I love and accept myself? Now, I do invite you to do this on your own, but in my system, it just feels differently. The critic did not get activated, nor did the part that wanted to judge the critic. Those resistant parts just don't get activated if I add that what if to the affirmation. So I would love you to try this out. Whether you regularly use affirmations or you've resisted them, add the what if and notice how it lands in your system. I would love to hear from you how it goes. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed my parts having a little back and forth. Do drop me a comment at laura@lauralively.com. Let me know how the what if works for you and your system. Please subscribe so that you don't miss any new content. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.